aerial wolf control is under fire in Washington. A duo of Democratic senators have introduced the Protect America's Wildlife Act, which would prohibit hunters from shooting wildlife from aircraft. The State Department of Fish and Game says it would destroy Alaska's predator control program. APRN's Libby Casey reports from Washington.
Senators Dianne Feinstein of California and Ben Cardin of Maryland say their bill would end what they call the inhumane practice of shooting wildlife from planes. They say it closes a loophole in the 1971 Aerial Hunting Act, which allows private citizens to hunt from aircraft for wildlife management. The Feinstein-Cardin bill would limit the practice only to federal and state wildlife agency employees and only in times of biological emergency. Feinstein specifically took a swipe in a press release at Alaska's practice of predator control. The group Defenders of Wildlife has endorsed the bill, and its vice president for government relations, Robert Dewey, says it's within Congress's right to have a say over Alaska's wolf control program.
Decades ago, Congress passed the Federal Airborne Hunting Act, which specifically intended to rein in the aerial hunting of wolves in Alaska and elsewhere. And yet, the state has managed a way to circumvent this practice by calling it wildlife management.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game oversees the state's programs. Deputy Commissioner Patrick Valkenburg says the Feinstein-Cardin bill would prevent the state from managing its wildlife.
You'd never get to the point where you'd ever do aerial wolf control anymore. The bill essentially makes aerial wolf control impossible except for endangered species. So it really makes it impossible for the state to manage game populations.
Valkenburg says it could also hurt research projects, and he says it ignores the needs of rural Alaska.
Food animals, particularly moose, caribou, and deer, are really important to Alaskans, particularly rural Alaskans, for food. And we would not be able to manage populations for food for people in rural Alaska if predation ever became a problem there, which it is in many areas.
Alaska has six active wolf control programs, and Valkenburg says they're taking place on less than 10% of the state's land. He could not provide a total of the number of wolves killed this year, but in one of the programs in East Central Alaska, Valkenburg says 84 wolves were shot and killed. He says that should significantly help build up that region's 40-mile caribou herd population. But Robert Dewey with Defenders of Wildlife says he doesn't buy that the program has positive results.
There is very poor data to back up the state's programs. The state predator control programs, particularly these aerial gunning programs, are not based, in our view, on sound science and should be conducted by state personnel.
Fish and Game's Patrick Valkenburg says that's exactly what the state did this year in the East Central Alaska program. It used state employees instead of giving permits to private citizens.
In the past, a lot of the criticism was that if you're going to do wolf control from the air, you should use department staff and helicopters to do it. And this time around, that's exactly what we did do. And yet we get more criticism than we got before the previous program. And I think the reason that we're getting it is because the program is effective.
The Feinstein-Cardin bill would also ban land and shoot hunting, that is, chasing wolves from aircraft to tire them out before the shooting starts. And it would increase fines for violations of airborne hunting from $5,000 to $50,000. The new bill comes on the heels of heightened attention to the debate over wolf control. Defenders of Wildlife's Robert Dewey says his group's work to protect wolves has gotten more attention since former Governor Sarah Palin burst onto the national stage last year. The group has run ad campaigns specifically targeting the governor and her support of wolf control.
It has been a source of ongoing disagreement, shall we say, strong disagreement with the former governor. But it's important to emphasize that this has been a longstanding controversy and one that defenders and many Alaskans have been working to end for a long time.
Former Governor Palin appeared to take a swipe in her resignation speech last weekend at Defenders of Wildlife when she said outside political interests would be attacking what she called hunting and Second Amendment gun ownership rights. Palin said the groups would use tiny celebrity starlets to fundraise. This year, Defenders of Wildlife used actress Ashley Judd in an ad campaign that blasted Palin and Alaska's aerial wolf control policy. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.